Hello, nobody. That was some technical difficulties tonight. So the turntable isn't working, but the other one was. So we got Bo Diddley, but I didn't get to put on the Go-Go's. Quiet, reflective October evening. I was just gonna minimalize talking as much as possible tonight. And put on some more things, but I may be having to do one turntable at a time, which means I won't be able to seamlessly switch. So, it'll probably be a touch slower. I might read a quote later. Happy birthday to Moby Dick, too. Apparently it was published today, back in 18-something. Bob would know. Watch his show, Tuesday nights at 8. There's a plug for you, Bob. Okay. So, turntable 2 is down, it seems, which is gonna inhibit everything right now. I have to switch them one at a time after these track-ins. So that was, of course, our Lipster Seal Go-Go's Jane Weedon. Why don't how the hell do you pronounce her name again? Yeah, it's Weedlin. She went on to a solo career. And so did, was it Gina Shock or Belinda? One of the other ones, singers. Or no, those are the Bangles who split up like that.
I wish that it would stop. Boy, are you, John? I only like
Master is in the process of being contacted to fix this dire issue. The second turntable. So in the meantime, I just let Business as Usual, Men at Work album, which had a lot of their singles on it, just play for the fuck of it. Up next, I was going to put a song that's very well known, but to our generation, more so by the guy who covered it in Donnie Darko than the actual, not the actual, but the original version by a little British synth duo consisting of a guy's last name who started with O. Before I put that on, I wanted to read in reflection of it a lovely quote written by Woody Allen, not actually read by him, which is funny. But by an old Jewish guy in one of his movies, Professor Levi, Crimes and Misdemeanors. Which I won't try to do a voice of, but. Excuse me, there we go. Here it is. Here's a little, what I think is a beautiful point. You can read it as subtly Freudian if you want, but it doesn't have to be. Anyway, you'll notice that what we are aiming at when we fall in love is a very strange paradox. The paradox consists of the fact that that when we fall in love, we are seeking to re-find all or some of the people to whom we were attached as children. On the other hand, we ask our beloved to correct all the wrongs that these early parents or siblings inflicted upon us, so that the love contains in it the contradiction, the attempt to return to the past, and the attempt to undo the past. Beautiful notion. It's a frightening one, too. Tears for Fears. Have to set up the turntable, though, really fast. Thank you.
Ireland, there's a wood stove. Here people work and struggle and starve a little, get sick and get married, give birth, raise children, and fight with each other, and laugh, and cry, and live and die. They have to be. It's a tough life. But one thing holds them together, makes them a community, a tradition.
So, before a brief goodnight with a weather report from Sweet Nighter, which will, that'll be nonstop home. That was, God, I can't talk. Mad World, Tears for Fears, followed by Nice by the Bob Thompson and his orchestra, 50s arranger, composer guy who started to use female choral as instrumental voices, which is interesting. But that's a nice little tune. Basically, the rest of the album are covers of old show tunes and standards, but with his bop people. So, that's it. I'll wish you all a good night with Nonstop Home. Wayne Shorter. It's the only name I really know well. Who else was in Weather Report? Joseph Zawinut? Grabat? Miroslav Vitas? Yeah, I only know Wayne Shorter. He's pretty awesome. Heidi, hold there.